Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Backstage in the Artist Mansion at Merrymore Park, a crew of wonderful spirits are buzzing around, singing, warming up, and bringing great vibes in the moments leading up to a performance at the End Summer Camp. Moments later, belting from the stage is some badass rock and roll music, fronted by the powerful and lovely L. King. Hi!
Hi!
We're excited about the new album, Shake the Spirit.
Oh, I'm excited too!
Good. Your tone all over your social media, even the look in your eye and the photos and stuff, feels like you've got a great, like, positive energy flowing. I'm most excited about Shake the Spirit because it looks like you needed it. Like how someone looks after working all day and having that perfect cold beer with friends or something. Like, how you feeling?
I mean, everything feels great. I'm so excited. I wake up every day like, one more day. And I just am so excited to put this out. We worked so hard on it, and it did come at a time in my life where I really, really needed it. And I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have this incredible driving creative outlet to, you know, let loose and really evaluate my feelings. So I believe in it. My band, The Brethren, we believe in it. We're invested and we're proud of it. And we just can't wait for it to come out. It took, you know, a year and a half to make this album. And I can't wait to put it out into the world.
Well, we've already been banging Shame, but your killer...
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Your killer X's and O's rocketed you to success. I mean, you were an answer on freaking Jeopardy. How does that set up your expectations for the dreaded sophomore album? You good?
I feel no dread. I heard that term sophomore slump, and I was like, I don't feel none of that. I got a lot of songs, man.
It looks like it. It looks like you get that the right buzz to be able to get right through it. It's really cool. I'm very excited about it. I saw a thing. Fender Guitars released their findings that at least 50% of their next generation of guitarists in the U.S. and U.K. are female, citing an increase in role models for younger girls to look up to. You're like that thing. How do you take that, and how do you run with it, if at all?
Well, I don't know, but maybe it's about time that a real person was out there, somebody that doesn't fit the mold of what, you know, we've seen in popular music. And I'm a real person, and I think that I sing about real things, and I don't know if I'm a role model, really, but I don't know. If people are looking to me for some kind of guidance, I think that's pretty cool because I'm honest, I'm telling the truth, I've got real things to say, and I sing about real problems, and I may have not been the best person to look up to, but I'm a real person, and I'm not lying, I'm telling the truth, and I think I have a positive message this time around. I think that I can tell people that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and every single person has the ability to change and to grow and to be the best person that they can be. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not fronting. That's really cool for anybody to be able to look up to somebody that has problems that they address. I think that's neat. Something much simpler. What's the last job you worked before you could put all your effort into rock and roll?
Oh, the last job I worked was in Nashville, and I worked at this little, like, candy bakery shop called Bang Candy Company, and it was just, I made some lifelong friends there. It was really, really sweet, and I'm also, like, on the side, really into baking and cooking, and I also like eating candy. So it was really, really fun. That was my last job, and it's funny because it's in Nashville, and next door to the little bakery that I worked at was, like, a big radio station, and I used to make coffees and sandwiches for all of them, and I like gave them my EP, just like Shame's like, hey, look, maybe you like this, I don't know. Now they play my music all the time, and so that's a kind of a sweet little story.
Oh man, that'd be a fun way to go back there and visit that place with someone from there. That'd be cool. That's
I'm
so
going
nice.
There tomorrow morning.
Now I saw the Canadian band Bob Moses warm up their sound check with Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. When you're in sound check, what song, if any, do you like to play to get warmed up?
That's a good question. since I started, I've always sang a song called Be So Happy by Heartless Bastards. Erica Wennerstrom is just such a talented singer, and she's just so rock and roll. She's also from Ohio, and I have looked up to her for a really long time, and I've always sound checked with that song.
Do you call Nashville home these days?
No, I live in L.A.
Awesome. So you're just not on Nashville examples here real quick. That's neat to be able to do that. Do you spend any time in Ohio still?
I try to go back as much as I can. My brother's having a little baby in a few months, and my papa is still there. My family's still in Southern Ohio, so I try to go home when I can. Anytime I'm within like 4 hours, I'm like, sorry, get to go home.
I feel like you've got such a great touch on what's going on. The album is so exciting. It's called Shake the Spirit, new music from L. King. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.